Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. How we are able to understand our daily routine as far as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we are able to not only attain sustenance and rizq, but also benefit on a spiritual, social, and moral level. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that He has divided the year into the Hijri year into 12 months, the same way as He has appointed certain times as holy, like Layal al-Qadr, for example, the same process of Almighty God allocating certain individuals and certain pieces of land on this earth as holy. We also understand that as far as our daily routine is concerned, it's important for us to find ways of improving the quality of that particular day. For example, the Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. We descended the Holy Quran, we descended it down on a holy, on a blessed night, on a sacred night, which means, as I said, there are certain times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kind of given it more significance. Then there are other times, as far as work is concerned, where we should not be working, where we should avoid working. As I will be discussing in a while, during the week, you need to make sure that your Friday is a resting day. You need to make sure that your Friday is a spiritual day, a religious learning day. Yom Ashura, for example, the day of Ashura. We've mentioned the hadith before about how not so recommended it is for a person to work on Ashura day. So much so that our fuqaha say that it is makruh to work on Ashura day. However, if someone works on Ashura day, and in him or her working on Ashura day, they are somehow disrespecting the sanctity of Ashura day, or they intentionally have no consideration for the significance of Ashura, that sad day, the day of mourning, the day of the tragedy of Karbala, then of course that would become haram. This is why the hadith says, "Man taraka as-sa'i fi hawa'ijihi yawm Ashura, qada Allah lahu hawa'ij ad-dunya wal-akhirah." If someone stays away from pursuing their worldly matters as far as their sustenance on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all of their needs.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
وَمَنْ كَانَ يَوْمُ عَاشُرَى يَوْمُ مُصِيبَتِهِ وَحُزْنِهِ وَبُكَائِهِ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ فَرَحِهِ وَسُرُورِهِ. If you allocate, if you appoint Ashura day as the day of your musibah, the day of your calamity, the day of your sorrow, the day of your weeping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your day on Judgment Day a day of happiness and a day of prosperity. قَرَّتْ بِنَا فِي الْجِنَانِ عَيْنَهُ. Anyway, then, here it's important, and we've mentioned this before, وَمَنْ سَمَّى يَوْمَ عَشُرَى يَوْمَ بَرَكَةٍ. If someone sees Ashura day as a day of barakah, as a day of earning some livelihoods, وَدَّخَرَ فِيهِ لِمَنْزِلِهِ and شَيْئًا, and he saved some of that for his house, for his house expenses. لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيمَا دَخَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give no barakah for what it is that he or she has kept. وَحُشِرَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ مَعَ يَزِيدٍ. Of course, this sounds really, really extreme, doesn't it? That a person who works on Ashura day will be resurrected with Yazid and Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad and Umar ibn Sa'd. إِلَىٰ أَسْفَلِ دَرَكٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. This hadith is in the well-known book, Uyun Akhbar al-Rida, Salamullahi alayhi. We can see that in our Islamic riwayat, there is that importance of knowing where we work, how we work, and what kind of benefit will there be for us. Not only financial benefits, our life should not rotate solely around us earning a living, but also whether that money is mubarak, whether it's blessed, whether I am morally excelling, whether I am spiritually improving. وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ سَاوَى يَوْمَهُ. Woe be upon someone whose 2 days are the same. So we need to have some kind of, if I could say, plan, schedule, routine, awareness of what we are planning to do, what we are doing, and when and where. You plan a trip. Did you look at whether this day is a good day or a bad day? You know, is the Qamar fil Aqrab? Is the and we all know about the significance of Al-Qamar fil Aqrab as far as traveling is concerned, as far as conducting marriage is concerned, as far as making big plans, for example, you know, moving a house. How much a hadith do we have from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam about the whole adab, the whole etiquette of moving houses or purchasing houses or things like that? You know, that's, we need to put that into action. We need to make that a part of our lives. And we also need to help others and contribute to others. You know, someone, you hear that someone's getting married and you say to them, oh, by the way, I can check for you if it's a good day or if it's not a good day. Unfortunately, the problem here is a lot of people say, oh, well, we've already planned it and it's 10 months in advance. Well, doesn't matter, it falls on a shahada of one of the ma'sumeen, doesn't matter, I'll lose my bond if I change the schedule or I change the appointment or I change the booking. Come on. We will continue on in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
there was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.